So there was talk of another Christmas draft, and I feel like since we're recording this 3 days before Christmas, this has to be the draft of drafts. I feel like we kind of did the best one already with the movie draft, but I'm told that people have been thinking.
See, I was thinking the things we hated the most about Christmas. Or Christmas.
Ah, the Grinch draft.
Yeah,
oh.
Grinch draft.
We can do the Grinch draft.
From top to bottom. Actually, no, I wasn't last in the standings. Dan was. Fuck you, Dan.
Well, he certainly is now.
Oh, between the three. Okay, all right. So I have the first overall pick. How many rounds are we doing?
As many as we can come up with.
All right, so first overall pick in the Grinch draft. I'm going to go with inflatable decorations.
Okay. Now, I have to ask, do you hate inflatable decorations, or do you have to walk dogs that hate inflatable decorations and therefore you
Holy
hate inflatable decorations?
Shit. The ones that are like animatronic, basically. Oh my gosh, the dogs cannot handle those.
I'm sorry, hold on. You live in a place where your neighbors have animatronic decorations.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I've got the neighbors who it's like one neighbor on this side of the street has a snowman and a Santa, and on the other side of the street, they also have an inflatable snowman and Santa, but theirs are like 15 feet tall versus the regular 6 feet tall. So they're just trying to outdo each other with the same inflatable decoration. One is just significantly larger than the other.
So you live in an episode of Home Improvement.
Oh,
where, like, Tim Allen's trying to do, like, yes. You know, the lighting contest yeah. shit. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I can't handle it.
When you're talking about an animatronic, like, yard Christmas decoration, yeah. Are we talking, like, the snowman that's in the snow globe with, like, the...
No. No, no. Not the
snowflakes and
like
shit.
The big snow globe shit. No, no, no. There's a handful that I've seen thus far that, like, the heads move side to side. Or they wiggle kind of like back and forth.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't mind the inflatable ones. I'm not a fan of the like what's the car show one with the floppy ones? The wacky inflatable arms guy? Because I've seen a couple
wacky,
of like
wacky those? Flailing inflatable arm flailing tube.
Yeah, those. Fuck off.
That is the second time we've referenced those things in this episode, and I think this is something that's important to notice. How
Fuck
about you
tube.
Make your fucking pick and not pick on inflatable tube men?
I was waiting for you to be done with the inflatable
things. Don't you bring my pick into this.
All right. I've got two, and I've been going
back
and forth.
You can't pick two, it's one!
I've been going back and forth on the two and which one I hate more.
Well, then pick the one you hate the most, Grinch.
Fucking Christmas music. Every year, I fucking hate it.
Hold on.
There's Christmas music in
because
draft.
Tom
you
last
did a whole draft.
Last week, Tom was the one who hated Christmas music, and if I recall correctly, you Wait. Weren't like, yeah, get him, Tom.
You
were like...
Do you hate it or do you hate it because you just don't know it because you don't pay attention to it?
No, I hate it because it starts in fucking August, and it's played constantly for 3.5 months. It's the same 6 shitty songs that I have to listen to on repeat. I work in a fucking corporate office that plays nothing but Christmas music, and so those are the only 6 songs I'm, like, forced to listen to. And when I was, like, younger, I worked at theme parks and grocery stores and all these retail places that did the same thing where they had a mix of like 20 songs on repeat and that's all you get. Christmas music in bits and pieces, okay. Like when I'm walking in the building and I hear the instrumental, like classical versions of Christmas music, I'm okay. But when I hear Mariah Carey belt that shit out for the 40th fucking time in one day, I will burn this fucking place to the ground. I will do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I will fucking do it. So, it's not that I hate Christmas music. I hate how it's used during this holiday and before the holiday.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. So, it was in consideration for me at my pick as well. Not generally a Christmas music person. As I mentioned in the bonus episode, I tend towards the punk covers of Christmas songs, things of that nature. Like, if you get Blink-182 doing a Christmas song, that's where I like to live. I do hate how early it tends to start, so I agree with you there. Now, since you took that, I'm left with two versions of one thing, and I was going to say office Christmas parties. And then what I actually hate, there's something I hate more than a work Christmas party, and that's being at someone else's work Christmas party, being like the plus one to an office Christmas party, because you don't know anybody. And all everybody talks about at a work Christmas party is, for the most part, work. So you have to socialize next to the person who brought you. You also can't drink all of the things you want to drink. And usually the office Christmas party is done in a location where there's like something going on, right? Like you have to bowl or some shit. And it's just not a good time. Why are office Christmas parties that fucking long?
Because no one wants to leave. Nobody wants to acknowledge how awkward they feel and how uncomfortable it is. And they just want to, as Clyde is mentioning and motioning, they just want to drink.
Freebie. I mean, yeah, sure. Like, the office is paying for the alcohol.
The one of the worst things about those parties is that you're not supposed to get too fucked up.
Everybody does. That's the
but
point.
Everybody does.
But nobody it's not your that. Party. Yeah. It's not yours. So what the fuck do you care? You don't know anybody. You're sitting at the bar. Like, the bartender's your best friend for whatever reason. They've got all the alcohol. You're there, like, every 15 seconds because, you know, you ran out of drink. And by the, like, fifth trip, they're like, you seem like you know how to have fun. No, I just know where the bar is, and it's here. So fill up the glass with whatever you got, and let's keep on rocking.
That's the other thing about, like, the office Christmas parties, right? There's, like, almost, there's like rarely good food.
Yeah.
It's, like, slight.
Oh, yeah, you have to spend all the money on the good alcohol. Liquor them up with the good stuff, and then just feed them all the shit food.
And then sometimes you've got the office Christmas party on a Thursday.
That's what mine was this year, and I fucking hated it because Friday took ages to go by. Everybody showed up hungover. Everybody didn't want to be there. It was insane.
Round two.
You know what? I know we said we hated those, but a lot of that was how much we enjoyed them.
That's true.
No, I still don't enjoy inflatable. I still don't.
No. Just the party.
The party. Okay, well, the party, yeah.
So I think mostly it's just being the plus one at an office Christmas party is kind of where I started with that, and where I will land my hate on that. But round two starts with Dan. Forgot. Dan is in the upper decker. Dan is taking the first pick of the second round.
First pick in the second round, I'm going to pick those weird fucking blue lights. The blue, blackish, hard to focus on Christmas lights that everybody seems to have, that you look at and you look like you're looking straight into a fucking black hole because your eyes can't focus on them and your neighbors have a whole shitload of them and everything you see is just obnoxious. Oh my gosh, and I have my third round pick, but I can't right now because I can't.
Do you like look at those lights and all you can hear is "I'm Blue" playing in the background?
What I'm getting from Dan's picks is that Dan just walks around his neighborhood shaking his fist.
I do.
Every single house.
As I walk the dogs throughout the day and throughout the night, I get different flavors of the neighborhood. And you and I and Clyde have already gotten to a point where I've complained about people wrapping their Christmas lights around the trunks of their trees and how much I fucking hate that. And I get to see all of the stupid shit that people do with their Christmas decorations. And my third round pick, you will understand.
Oh my God. We've joked about how I'm going to be Clint Eastwood when I'm like fucking 80. Dan is Clint Eastwood right now.
Yes. I stand on my fucking porch.
He is Clint Eastwood from Gran Torino.
Yeah. Absolutely. That is absolutely what I do. I talk to the dog as they walk. I'm like, well, these decorations are fucking stupid. What do you guys think?
You go outside every morning. I was at Dan's house over the weekend, and this is not like the only time it's happened, but I'm at Dan's house. It's like I walk in the door, and this is like one of the first things that happens. Dan looks out his window, sees the next door neighbor children in his yard, and says, again, I'm there less than 5 minutes. He's like, are those fucking kids in my yard again? Dan told me a story about how the next door neighbor children are always in his fucking yard. And to Dan's credit, he should be mad because they painted a Browns end zone in his goddamn grass. And you don't paint a Browns end zone in a man's grass.
You don't do it.
And that was the week after they dug a hole in my yard and put a yogurt cup in it for a golf course hole. But they weren't playing golf. They were hitting a golf ball with a baseball bat into the golf club hole, which was a Yoplait yogurt cup in a hole they dug in my fucking yard that I had to go take out. And I belligerently went out and took it out of the yard and shook it towards them and went and tried to talk to them, and they all ran away from me. And it was a whole thing. God.
You are literally like the old man who wakes up every morning, has his cup of like black coffee outside,
and
just
stands and watches and waits for things that I hate so that I can just comment on them and shake
the transformation head. Is like 85% complete. If he's wearing a beanie right now, but if that came off and you put on like the floppy fishing hat, like, you're done.
Dan, I
Someone
love it.
Get
don't
me a
change.
Floppy fishing hat.
Dan, I love it. I don't want you to change. I want to see it in person, but don't change.
I won't. Don't worry. It'll get worse.
I'm excited.
I've only begun my transformation.
I'm so excited.
The best part about it is like when you go over and Dan just, you know, goes off on the next door neighbor children, you feel empowered. You feel like you can let your own old man out. So like I was over there this weekend just being like, yeah, fuck those kids. They're the worst. And Dan was like, yeah, last time they left something in my yard, I took it and I threw it out.
It's true. And see, that's the thing, is that I aim to empower everybody's old man. It's great. It's wonderful. Come here and I will bring the old man out of you and I will turn it into something wonderful.
That was a very good answer.
Pick number two, Clyde.
Pick number two. Which means I have my third one already lined up as well.
God, we're so fucking cranky. We all have, like, we know the next pick we're going to make because we hate so many things.
I hate, and this is going to be a little bit on the same vein as the first pick, and this is why I flip-flop between the two. I hate Christmas decorations because they come out in October. Not even, like, late October. You start seeing, you go to Home Depot, and they got Christmas lights, Christmas trees, Santa's, everything, like September 10th now. And fuck you, all right? Christmas is a decent holiday.
Your picks are very generic. Very overarching, very generic. Pick something specific.
Okay.
Boo!
Boo! That's like saying, I hate football.
Oh!
I do poinsettias. Sometimes hate football, though.
I fucking hate poinsettias. Those little flower things that they come out for
what
every
are you,
Christmas.
A cat? You're not allowed to eat them?
No. When I was growing up, my mom went ape shit over those things. I had to have like 800 of them around the fucking house. And if I touched one and pushed the like leaf out of the way, I got fucking yelled at for like an hour. Fuck all of them. They're not important. They're not even interesting. They're not good to
look
at.
There's a story there. I feel like you need to tell us.
I literally knocked the plant over and they got fucking yelled at for like a day and a half because I ruined Christmas.
Well, don't ruin Christmas next time by knocking over a poinsettia.
I mean, there was also a year where I knocked over the Christmas tree and I didn't get half as much shit as I did for knocking over the poinsettia, all right?
That was incredibly specific and about one half step away from a full-blown traumatic event.
Christmas and I don't agree, all right? Not at all. I also have one about, like, ornaments. Would that be more specific or less specific?
Save that for number three.
Okay.
Yeah. Mike,
so I'm going to go.
Second round, third pick.
I got a couple of options, and I'm going to go with this because Clyde had to correct himself. So I'm going to go with Christmas. I hate Christmas decorating, not decorations. I love Christmas decorations. Like when the apartment that I'm in is all like gussied up for Christmas and there's a tree and there's lights and shit. Love it. Makes me feel very Christmassy, which I enjoy. But if I have to put those things up myself, I hate it. I want them all to burn. I cannot stand decorating for Christmas. Putting ornaments on a tree is like the bane of my existence. This is probably because I'm a little bit OCD when it comes to decorating a Christmas tree. Well, so yeah. Like I'm gonna put an ornament on the tree, I'm gonna put another ornament on the tree, and if that ornament is too close to that ornament, I gotta undo and redo it. And then like that's the other thing is I hate decorating, right? So then Jennifer decorates and then I come in halfway through when she asks for help and I go, oh God, what have you done? It's not my fault, it's my fault, but like I hate doing it, but I also can't stand not doing it. It's a weird problem to have. That said, Jennifer does a great job normally and I don't have to do a whole lot, but sometimes, most recently, we were decorating the tree and I of course came in at the tail end and she put the ornaments on and she's doing the thing. And I'm like, why do you have two red orbs next to each other? And why are they touching? And also, that should be on the other side. You know what? Move! Move! And I came in like an IT guy on a bender and just redid like a quarter of the tree. And it looks great now.
That is the, I've had six beers and you're asking me to do what? Fuck, just move. Fucking move. Fucking move!
Fucking move out of the way and let me do it.
Yeah.
Glad you're not sober. So fuck you. I can fix it.
Right. Yeah. It's like we have Christmas lights in the living room, like the string lights. So Jennifer was like, I don't want to put them up. And I was like, well, then they're not going up.
Oh, well, then we're not.
Because I'm certainly not doing it. You know what else? Oh, here it is. This is the real pick. This is part of it.
Oh, but no,
you know
what? No,
I'm
going to
save it. I'm going to save it.
Wait for the third round.
All right, Dan, you're up.
All right, well, if that's the case, then my first pick of the third round has to go to the laser pointer-esque decorations that is just the fucking stick my lamp in the yard and plug it in and point it at my house, and there's nothing else there, and I just have a whole bunch of green and red spinning laser pointers at the fucking house and nothing else. It doesn't cover the whole house. It doesn't look good. It gets in the windows. In fact, the neighbor next door to me has one, and it gets into my windows in the bedroom, and it bothers the shit out of me, even with the shades. It's a whole fucking thing. I can't handle it. It's dumb. It's stupid. Get rid of them. I don't need a whole bunch of laser pointers pointing at one fucking thing. Put the lights up. If you're not going to put the lights up, don't decorate it.
So, for a bonus episode, we're going to go on a walk with Dan around his neighborhood and have him mic'd up and he's just going to shout.
I'm 100% on board. Percent. I can speak. Fuck you guys.
You're 100% on board. Clyde, what's your third round pick?
Oh, there's so many options. That's what bothers me.
If you take mine, I will be very mad.
I seriously don't. Mine are very, very specific because
I don't think you're
I'm
going
too broad.
I don't really think that you can be any more specific than I have been.
Dan is thinking about individual specific homes neighbors. In his neighborhood.
People that I want to say things to.
All right. Homemade ornaments for your tree can just go fuck themselves.
God, you're such a fucking Scrooge. Which of you have
It's like half of the ornaments on my tree.
Why did I make you an ornament? This thing looks like shit. It looks like a cookie that I can't eat, you little asshole. Get it out
it
of here.
It has my picture on it, Father.
It's even worse than that. Why the fuck do I want to look at a picture of you? I didn't want to look at you.
I don't want to decorate the tree regardless of what's on it. I certainly don't want to put your goddamn face on it. Get out of here.
I made you. I know what you look like. Get off my tree.
God, I don't need a reminder of what a mistake you are.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, like, when I was growing up, that was, like, 90% of our tree. But my mom, like, made, like, she went all in, like, she was Etsy before Etsy was a thing, dude. She was making ornaments for all kinds of shit. So she would make ornaments for her school and the rest of her teacher friends, and it was like, Clyde, come sit here and help me make these little angels out of yarn. I would rather not. Too fucking bad! Sit your ass right here, and let's make ornaments for people.
Wait. Do you hate homemade ornaments, or do you hate making homemade ornaments?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, fun story, my mom used to make homemade ornaments for friends that were scented, I guess we could go with scented ornaments, but they were cookies, basically. So she would make what amounted to like a potpourri cookie, and then cut them out, and like angels and stars and snowflakes, and she would cut them out with cookie cutters. And then she would pop a hole in it, and she would put, you know, like ribbon, and she would make it. It was an ornament. So once it dried, it was a scented ornament, and it was odd smelling. Well, because I am no longer allowed, and haven't been for years, I am not allowed in the kitchen during holidays because I eat everything when nobody is looking. And so I always take the cookies from the cookie tray when my mom makes cookies. And so this one particular time, she had her back turned, and I was like, oh, I'm going to go in and steal some cookies, not knowing that it was the scented ornaments that she was making, and grabbed one and shoved the fucking thing in my mouth, and it was like eating a bag of potpourri. It was just the worst.
You had the freshest breath in all the land.
I don't even know what was in it, but it was awful. It wasn't fresh. I hated it. Oh, God, it was the worst.
So, on the flip side, my mom also used to make, like, candies for all of her teacher friends as well. That shit was bomb as fuck. Because that candy was amazing. Like, she'd make, mint chocolate chip, not mint chocolate, like, mint chocolate bars. And then, like, freeze them and smash them, and then you get, like, these little bark little things. Fucking bomb as shit, because those things were delicious, and I would eat the fuck out of them. Every year, for years. Best part of Christmas. But those ornaments can go fuck themselves.
My turn. And I'm very anxious because since I thought of this,
Wait, did Clyde go?
Yeah, yeah. Ornaments.
Just ornaments?
All of them. All of
them. Okay. Homemade. Hold on. We've gone from homemade ornaments to all ornaments. Ornaments.
All homemade ornaments.
So, like, the glass orbs you're fine with. I'm fine. You go to Macy's, you pick up a 12-pack of gold
and you know what's fucked up? Like,
and you shove my...
Like, not even just those, like, the fancy ones that are really, like, nice. And yeah, those are fine, too. That's fine. But, like, that shit you make at home, I don't give a fuck about that. Fuck off.
So, like, the paper mache...
You're gonna be a wonderful dad.
I'm going to play this for
I'm
your
not
kids.
Kidding.
I don't like, and I quote, I don't like that shit. Fuck off.
Not kidding. That, like, there is an ornament on my mom's tree. There are two that are me when I was like 8 and my brother when he was like 5 that has been on our tree every fucking year since we were that age. Fuck those things. Why? Throw those motherfuckers out. Anywho's. Mike! What's your third round pick?
So, if given the opportunity, I will probably move it to my first round pick because it is truly the thing that I hate the most. Glitter. I cannot stand glitter. I hate things that are glitter-y. And it's largely due to the fact that glitter, when applied, does not stay upon what it is applied to.
Ugh,
and
glitter.
Therefore,
herpes
I hate
in the craft world.
Yes, there are glitter decorations in my home, and as a result, there has been glitter on my floor, in my rug, on my furniture, and in my beard multiple times, and I still don't know how, because I didn't put the glittery decorations up. I haven't rubbed my face on them, but there it is. I go to the bathroom, I look in the mirror. And I got glitter in my beard. haven't been to a strip club recently, so I know it's not that. Where does it come from?
How?
Why is it there?
A strip club and you have
gotten glitter on your beard at a strip club. Can we just examine?
If you're going to a strip club and you're getting glitter anywhere, it's on your dick.
Doing some kind of dance, like what is happening?
I don't know.
Have you not gotten the glitter on your pants thing? No.
No.
Whether y'all are missing out or I had a fucked up adventure, one of the two happened.
So your dick, your pants thing, that's what we're talking
about?
The
pants, like right on your groin, you've never got the glitter on your groin from the strip club? I'm not sure whether y'all missed out or I had a fucked up adventure, but one of the two is the case.
You know, it's a strip club. We all had fucked up experiences and none of us came out appropriately okay.
No. Listen, there's a reason why we haven't been just, like, not doing something on a Wednesday and been like, let's go to the strip club. None of us want to do that anymore.
Hold on. There is one time where I have walked out of a strip club. Not that I've gone more, like, often, but, like, we went to one in Santa Barbara for somebody's birthday because he had never been, and we're like, we'll take you to one. I had to walk out because it was amateur night. And I recognized not one, but two different students sign up to do it. And I was like, nope. This cannot end well for any reason. I very calmly went, guys, I'm going to have to excuse myself. I'll meet you at the bar. And then I turned around and the first one I knew jumped up on stage. She was like, I need to leave now.
Clyde, I get it, because the last time I went to one of the guys that I went with recognized one of the strippers. As she's up there, she was like, Steve? I was like, oh, you guys know each other. They went to high school together. It was
uncomfortable. Yeah. That's the thing. If I notice somebody that I went to high school with as a stripper, I'd be like, this makes sense. Or, wow, there's a story here I need to hear.
Yeah.
Please continue to take off your clothes while you tell it to me. But when it came to the student, I was like, I do not need a student to see me at a strip club watching them take off clothes. Nothing about that story that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
What got awkward is I ran into her later that week on campus and had to pretend that I did not know she stripped during the week.
That she was at Can-Can's at 9 p.m.
But yeah, glitter can go fuck itself. And also, it's not good for the environment. So fuck glitter in every possible way. And also, that goes beyond Christmas. I've seen Halloween glitter. Stop putting glitter on holidays. Glitter doesn't need to be in every holiday.
It shouldn't be a thing anymore.
No. Glitter needs to go away. Just don't. Just stop with the glitter. And if anyone in the league likes glitter, then glitter on out of here. I don't give a shit.
Go away. Glitter is shitter. How about
that? In fact, I might make the punishment for this year just full body glitter. You have to go out wearing full body glitter.
My entire life is that punishment. I will actively kill a man before doing
it. I can't wait for Dane to be in the toilet bowl next year, and he's literally like spiking. He's taking tickets to go see fantasy players in real life just to like fucking slash their knees to make sure he wins them.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Jefferson, I have to do this.
Why? Because I don't want to wear body glitter.
Have you ever worn body glitter, sir?
That is such a weird reason to be fucking breaking my kneecaps.
Oh,
Sorry.
Breaking your kneecaps is the least of your worries right now.
I'm going to assault your Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
So that was the things we hate about Christmas drafts. Should we do like a mini pro Christmas one, given that Christmas is in like 2 days?
No, fuck your Christmas.
Fuck your Christmas? Okay. I did have another. So if we're doing a round four, I do have a round four.
Okay.
Can we hate more things? Can we Grinch out a little longer?
I can go one more, but my fourth pick would be really, really, really mean.
All right. Well, I guess to start,
we can maybe cut the fourth round.
My fourth round pick. Oof. Gosh. You know what? I feel like most of us have, right now, or in general, we've had fake Christmas trees. When you lose the fake Christmas tree needles on your fake Christmas tree, and they get all over everything, and then they get statically charged to every other thing, it makes me violently upset.
This is the first internal Dan Christmas Grinch moment. Yep. Everything else has been outside the house. This is a big moment in the draft.
I mean, if that's the case, I could keep going, but I certainly will not extend this draft past the fourth round. So that's my fourth round pick.
But yeah, so statically charged plastic tree needles.
Yeah, fake Christmas tree needles.
Fair. I'm there with you. Clyde.
I'm not a fan of eggnog.
No one is. That's not a pick. Pick something different.
I also hate eggnog.
I don't care how much rum or basically like swallowing phlegm.
Yeah, I don't. It's gross. It's mucus. It is a
cup of slightly more viscous phlegm.
Yeah, I don't care how much booze you put in your jizz. I'm not drinking it.
Oh, all right, I gotta think of something else.
I think we just took Clyde's pick for him and ran. Yeah. I hate eggnog. Yeah, everybody hates eggnog, buddy. Actually, I don't know a single person who likes eggnog.
Why is it? It's like fucking candy corn of Christmas. Why is it still a thing? No one enjoys it. No, well, you can, like you said, you can put enough booze in there to fucking knock out an elephant and somebody's still going to be like, this shit sucks.
As Louis Black has pointed out to us over the years, candy corn is the same fucking candy, just recycled year and year and year again. That's why it's still a thing, because we haven't run out of the same candy corn from the 1920s.
Which is why eggnog's worse, because someone actively looks at this and goes, yeah, we should make this again. Let's do it again. It was a big hit last year. Let's do it again. I really don't have another one that I can think of that I really fucking hate. Granted, I hate the entire fucking holiday. I'm not a huge Christmas person.
All right, Mike, what is your fourth round pick?
I could go two different directions here.
I mean, I feel like at this point you could go 4, 5, and 6, like rattle them off, and we'd be like,
It was difficult at the start. I was like, you guys were going, and I was like, fuck, I gotta like make stuff up here. But now I got it going, and I can like keep going. I'm gonna go with Christmas shopping for people who are hard to shop for as the main thing, and then just generally Christmas shopping. I don't enjoy. I enjoy gift giving. That's really fun. Like, Jennifer sucks to shop for because she doesn't need anything. She doesn't really want anything. It's just like those types of people who are just like, I don't know what the fuck to
get you. Yeah, how do you shop for people who are?
How the fuck? Right. It's like, I don't know what to get you.
I do this every year with my brother. Every year. I'm like, tell me something you want. You can tell me what gift to give you. And he's like, I don't know. Whatever. Fucking asshole.
Right. Dan isn't easy to shop for, but he's also not hard to shop for, because in a pinch, you buy the man beer and he's happy as a clam. Dan also hates gifts, low key.
I do.
So, like, those types of people are great, because it doesn't matter, because you could just be like, here, I found this outside. I went outside, I took a knife, I slashed your neighbor's inflatable decorations to bits, and that's what I got you for Christmas.
That would be the best gift ever.
There you go.
I went around your neighborhood and I killed all of the inflatables. I'd be like, I'm so happy. Thank you. That's the gift I wanted.
And then I rigged all of the laser lights to short out and set their lawns on fire.